Welcome to the art of going your own way. Well, let's see here. How to begin this? Have you heard the term of in the land of the blind, the man with one eye is king? Something similar to that. I've had a few revelations come to me. I've been up since 3:30 this morning and been up for a few hours thinking. Went up, helped my mom for a little bit, had a few conversations with her. I went to the watering hole last night, and a couple interesting things happened. Cute bartender server. But anyways, no. Here's a couple of revelations for you. When you know that you have things in check, when you realize what you have, you look at these women out here and you go, yeah, be good for a fuck. That's all these are. I mean, not that I'm going to do anything like that. It's good eye candy to look at. I guess what I'm saying is that now that, you know, widow comes up to the watering hole with me, right? I get a lot of female attention. And you know why that is. There's jealousy and stuff. I don't know what it is, other than saying that I must be blessed or cursed. I'm a little bit of both in some respects in my life. So I go up and I'm at the watering hole last night, and I get there before any of my buddies do. And I see this guy that I had talked to probably 2-3 weeks ago out in the smoking area. And black guy sitting there dressed really nice. And I walk up to the bar, and he's a couple stools down on the bar. And I go, hey, buddy, how you doing? But he had his nose in his phone. And he kind of looks up and he goes, hey, how you doing? I go, I'm all right. And so he kind of puts his nose back down into his phone. I'm ordering my beer, not really paying attention. I'm just looking around to see who's all there. And I hear him talking, but I think he's talking on the phone. But he's not. He's talking to me. So I turn over and we engage in a conversation. I grab my beer initially, set it down on the table where I normally sit, and went up. I said, you mind if I join you for a few? He's like, no, not at all. I said, my buddies are coming, so when they get here, I'll just move back. He's like, that's fine. Well, it turns out that he's really sad and that life sucks for him. His son was just murdered on Sunday, and he's leaving town to go deal with the funeral arrangements and stuff, and we talked for a little bit, and tried to give him a little bit of wisdom, talked about Proverbs again. A couple of weeks ago when I was talking, he's having woman problems, and I said, you know, ain't that the way life is? And I threw him Proverbs, where it's better to live in the corner of the attic of your house than under the roof with a quarrelsome woman, right? And by the time we were done talking, he's like, you know what? I am going to pick that up again. And I am going to start reading Proverbs again. And I go, well, good. You know, my best to you, safe journeys for putting your son to rest. Let's talk again when you come back. So my buddies get there. Sit down, joking around. One of them always has the joke of the day. Let me see. Here's one for you, if I didn't say this before. I thought it was funny. Guys laughed. But he's like, yeah, woman gets out of the shower and walks up to her husband and goes, oh, God dang it. Okay, I'm going to blow that joke. You know what? I'll think about it. Maybe tell it to you later. Not always the best at telling the jokes. Okay, this one is, yeah, I shaved down there. You know what that means? Yeah, I got to unclog the drain again. That's one of them. the other one, a guy brings home some flowers to his woman, and she goes, "I suppose you're going to want me to spread my legs." He looks at her and goes, "Don't we have a vase?" a couple shorties, but funny ones. Anyways, so I'm sitting there, and they call me Golden Horseshoe up there because of winning the meat raffle a lot of times. I played on Tuesday, won 3 times, gave a pack of meat to my buddy. He's, "Well, yeah, if I win, I want that." I'm like, "Here you go." My fucking freezer's full, man. Won 2 other times. I was talking to the pull tab lady on Tuesday, and she goes, "Did you win anything?" I said, "Yeah, I won a hamburger and some sirloin steaks, but I got, my freezer's full of hamburger. I really don't know what I'm going to do with it." And she goes, "Oh, I wish I would have been able to win that." I'm like, "Do you want the hamburger?" She's like, "Really?" I'm like, "Yeah, like I said, she goes, "You want anything for it?" I go, "Just give me $5, what I put in to win it." So she did. And she comes over to the table yesterday. Me and Widow are up having a drink, chatting with guys. Guys leave. Me and Widow are hanging out. Then the pull tab woman comes up, and we're all kind of talking and stuff, and I go, "You know, I think I'm actually going to shave my face. It's been a long time since I've seen my face." And almost, I'm talking about shaving my beard and stuff. And both of them almost in unison go, "No, don't do that." I'm like, "Fuck you, I'll do what I want." And then the pull tab lady reaches over and she tugs on my beard. Now, she's the one that I gave the hamburger to. So last night I'm up there again. "Yeah, well, it sounds like you go to the watering hole quite a bit." "Yeah, I do. I need some stress release. I need a couple beers. Hang out. Get the joke of the day. Just chat." So anyways, telling you about the guy that I talked to, sat down with my buddies. We're all just kind of joking around. I walk up and I buy $40 in pull tabs. I come down, sit down. I get the look from mechanic buddy, who hasn't been winning too much lately. And we haven't been going in together. He'll go up and he'll buy some. I'm like, "Oh, I see how it is." So I come back and I sit down at the table and I open up the first one and I got a line and I'm like, "Oh, nice." So I just set that one aside, rip open a couple more. Ooh, another line. Set that one aside, rip open a couple more, last one. So I got 3 out of the 20 tickets I got, right? First one I open up, "What'd you get? What'd you get?" $4. Second one I open up, "Ooh, much better. What'd you get? What'd you get?" $104. Then I get the eye rolls. It's like, "Yep, fucker's the Golden Horseshoe. He's just the fucking Golden Horseshoe." Then I open up the last one, a $200 winner. And mechanic goes, "Figures, just fucking figures." I'm like, "What? You are the luckiest son of a bitch I've ever seen." Well, it is what it is. So anyways, like I said, back to the revelation stuff quick, and then I'll wrap this up because I got to get my day started. A couple interesting thoughts came to mind as I was laying in bed, just thinking about things and, the world that we live in, this big push to get everybody vaccinated. And if you don't realize how evil that is yet, and if you don't avoid it, you're doomed. I truly believe that this is a battle of good and evil. And evil's ultimately going to lose. But they want to drag as many people to hell with them as possible before they do. Because, if somebody can get you to do something, then they have power over you. Even if you do it and go, it's helping the greater good, I should probably do this. They've gotten you to do something. Hence, you've seen it. It's never going to end until you make it end. Till we all stand up collectively and go, fuck you. But that starts by you taking a stand and saying, fuck you, I'm not going to do it. Reminds me of that Rage Against the Machine song. Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. Yeah. Anyways, yeah, there's my little rant. Hope you guys are good out there. I'm doing all right. Mom and I are doing all right. Laid Dad to rest already now, so that part is done. Yeah. Anyways, life's all right. You keep moving on. You keep moving on. You get to make what you want out of this life. You know that now. Look at me. Look at me. Look at how great I am. Your buddy Taugyo, he's so fucking awesome. Yeah. Listen, I still have my doubts, problems, lack of patience. I have no tolerance for stupid people and lazy people. Zero tolerance for them. But I'm not the best thing either, so big time sinner. Smoke too much, drink too much, eat too much. Even though I'm keeping the weight off, which is nice, smoke too much and drink too much. With that said, gentlemen, there is an art to going your own way. Take it easy.
Told you. And now you do what they told you. And now you do what they told you. You're under control. And now you do what they told you.
Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. Fuck you, I won't.